NASDAQ down 2 points, the S&P 500 lower by a fraction of a point. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair say they are charting a major new course in Iraq. The two men met today, one day after the release of the Iraq Study Group report. The AP's Mark Smith is live at the White House.
And they're charting it, but not yet ready to commit to specifics. Asked repeatedly about the panel's calls for ending the U.S. combat role by 2008 and for talks with Iran and Syria, the president welcomed the report, but was noncommittal.
I'd call it a very important report and a very important part of our working to a new approach, a new way forward.
Bush also declined to accept the panel's finding the situation in Iraq is grave and deteriorating. Asked by a British reporter if he's in denial about Iraq, Bush shot back angrily, "It's bad. Does that help you, Ed?"
The AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. Meantime, the co-chairs of the Iraq Study Group, James Baker and Lee Hamilton, were on Capitol Hill. Hamilton says there might be a way to get Iran involved in keeping the peace in Iraq.
It is possible that you can put together some incentives and disincentives that can attract them. And as Jim has repeatedly pointed out, you don't have much to lose here. Things are not going in the very good direction right now.
A Russian news agency is reporting a key figure in the investigation into the poisoning death of ex-Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko is in a coma. Dmitry Kofin was being questioned by Russian and British investigators. Meantime, Litvinenko was buried today in London. Here's the AP's Melissa Gray.
Police stood guard up and down the road leading to the cemetery's main gates, which were locked. They kept watch over the large numbers of photographers and journalists who were waiting there, and every car that entered the gates had to be authorized first.
Litvinenko apparently converted to Islam on his deathbed. Mary J. Blige's breakthrough could translate into a lot of Grammys. She was nominated for 8 Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year for The Breakthrough. The Red Hot Chili Peppers got 6 nominations. This is AP Radio News. NASA is making final preparations for tonight's scheduled launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery.
Two technical issues involving a power surge and booster rocket glue have been resolved, so the weather is the only real concern standing in the way of 7 astronauts heading up to play electrician and rewire the International Space Station. They'll also swap out a station crew member during a scheduled 12-day mission.
The AP's John Belmont reports NASA says there is a 40% chance of good weather for tonight's scheduled launch at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. A lot more people might be getting a flat-screen TV. Screens that can hang on the wall. Brian Cooley is with CNET.com.
The more I talk to retailers, they're saying, you know what, our business is going all toward flat. And in fact, many of them expect in the next year or two that that is going to be just about all you can buy as a flat TV.
Now, the flat TVs are nice, but the big lure is the prices for thin-screen plasmas and LCD monitors keep going down. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Now elderly people can avoid or delay going to a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call 1-800-803-6830.
800-803-6830. So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6bruce.com now.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Your love.
Yeah.
This is the key that makes us wind up. When the beat comes on, the girls all line up and the boys all look, but no, they can't touch. But the girls want to know why boys like us so much. They like the way we dance. They like the way we work. They like the way they laugh. It's going across my shirt. They like the way my pants. Compliments my shape. Just like the way we react. Every time the face thing, realize it calls your name. Let the beat wind you up and don't stop till your time is up.
Can I now?
What it up? What it up?
Come on.
What it up?
She never should have had that baby.
You got to let the beat get under your skin. You got to open up and let it all in. But see, once it gets in, the popping begins. And you'll find out why all the boys stare. See, they're trying to fight our style. Trying to study our approach. They like the way we do it. So original. I guess if they are slow, so they should leave the room. For the clubs and cars that go. Every time the bass thing, realize it calls your name. Let the beat wind you up and don't stop till your time is up.
Can I now?
Want
it up?
You ready?
Want it up?
Want it up? Girl, you know you own it. You know your keys to TikTok.
It's a novelty song. You know, like how many times did you listen to this?
Get it, girl.
That's about
get
it.
Get it, girl. To the front, to the side, to the back, but don't let him ride. Keep going, girl, it's your night. Don't let him steal your life. I know he thinks you're fun and stuff, but does he know how to wind you up?
Come on.
Nah, sorry. I don't like, once they have a baby, they should just leave. I bet I'm not even going to like Drew Barrymore anymore when she has a baby. I bet I won't. It's like, I have that Madonna whore complex that men are supposed to have. To me, once somebody gets married and has a baby, they should get out of show business because they're not cutting edge and they're not interesting. They're just boring. Because then their main focus is no longer their work. Their main focus is the baby. Except for Britney. That was a bogus story yesterday, by the way. The New York Post, I didn't mention it, but I guess it got all over. They said that the Department of Children's Services was investigating her again because they want to know who's watching her children while she's out. Now, really, I mean, it didn't even seem right to me when I read it in the New York Post, the epitome of fabulous journalism. Because obviously, first of all, none of these people stay home. Who stays home? They all make movies. They're all working. Who took care of Madonna's children while she was on tour? These are rich people. So TMZ, which I think actually broke the original story, then broke the story that it wasn't true. But they didn't mention that they were the ones with the original story. Breaking news exclusive. Nobody's investigating Britney. But they left out the sentence that said, as we erroneously reported first. They also pointed out that the Los Angeles or California, I guess it's Los Angeles, Department of Children's Services, like every other department like that in America, is really underfunded. You know, and like they find, you know, little dead children all over the place and everything. So they wouldn't necessarily be spending their time and money investigating Britney Spears, you know, when they could be, trying to actually do something to stop children from being murdered and tortured and abused, instead of saying, oh, who's watching Sean Preston and the other one, whoever that is. See, I still like her because she is so messed up. But when they're like normal and they have a baby, Forget it. All right, so it's the scallions again. 3 years ago, I remember saying the same thing. I have never heard the phrase green onions. They say green onions. This happened at some other restaurant 3 years ago where people were getting hepatitis A. And they said, it's from the green onions. And I'm saying, what are green onions? And it turns out they're scallions. I never heard anybody call a scallion a green onion, but it's the same thing. So they think all the Taco Bells that it's the scallions. But there are just more and more people getting sick. They closed a whole bunch of them in Philadelphia. And I'm sitting there instant messaging with somebody last night. I'm saying, you know what all this conversation about Taco Bell is doing to me? It's making me want to go to Taco Bell. It's having like the exact opposite effect that you would think. You'd think you'd go, oh my God, I'm never going near a Taco Bell again. And because we have so few of them here and it's so, you know, rare that I ever get to even go to a Taco Bell. I'm always kind of on the verge of wanting Taco Bell. So when you're talking for days and days, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, it is just having the wrong effect on me. It is just making me want to race to a Taco Bell. I could do it. I could take the R train and walk up. It's really too far. It's still 6 blocks. And then it's like 10 blocks home. That's too much for a taco. But I would eat at one. Because you have to take... I now have got such a cynical attitude that I think you're taking your life in your hands now, no matter what you eat or where. I really do. You know, sometimes in New York City, they have the articles where they inspect the restaurants. And they'll tell you that some of the most expensive restaurants in the city have all these violations. And the only reason, I guess, you wouldn't see that if somebody ate at some fancy restaurant and got sick is not that many people would get sick because not that many people eat there because who can afford it? But, of course, where did these scallions, the particular scallions, come from? Oh, during the warmer months, scallions come from somewhere in the United States. I forget what states. But once you get into winter, where did the scallions come from? I'll give you one guess. That's right. Of course, they come from Mexico. But on the other hand, the poison spinach came right from California. So unless you're going to eat canned tuna fish for the rest of your life, I guess that's it. I guess that's it. By the way, I was wrong, or the article was wrong yesterday. when I told you that the House of Representatives had worked for, what, like 103 days, I was wrong. I was wrong. But, of course, what did they take the, they took the article away. They took the article away. Oh, please. How could you do that? How could McClatchy have taken down the article? Apparently, out of the mere 103 days that they managed to work in the House of Representatives yesterday, around the world, Congress of Washington should be there. I can't believe this article disappeared. Anyway, well, I remember most of it. I don't remember the exact number. Out of those 103 days, about 66 of them were days where they only had to be present by 6:30 at night and vote, yeah, you know, like here I am. They called it a bed check. So they really worked about 40 days in the whole year. They worked like, average out, 1 day a week. 1 day a week. And then you read, now we pay them, they work for us, these politicians. But I mentioned yesterday that they were going to vote on a bill that would require doctors to offer women having abortions anesthesia for the fetuses. They were going to make it a law that a fetus can feel pain. How can you make it's, look, don't ask me. Well, first of all, it didn't even pass. But that's what they were doing. But you think that was stupid? Here's something stupider that they voted on yesterday. Now, they have not passed the spending bills, right? They have not passed the spending bills. The fiscal year started October the 1st, and they're working on what's called a continuing resolution, which they just say, yeah, okay, and that just funds ever all the government at whatever the level was last year, just to keep everything going. Remember when the government got shut down during Clinton? You know, when they said Clinton did it, but really the Republicans did it. That was because they refused to pass the continuing resolution, and they hadn't passed the budget. So they're just working on that because, you know, I guess I would do it too in a snit. You know, in a snit, they're all in a snit because they lost. So they want to leave the hard work of the real budget to the Democrats who come in January. That isn't why they say they haven't done it, but of course that's why they haven't done it. It's like, screw you, you threw us out. Why should we work our asses off? You know, we'll wait. Let the Democrats do the hard work. But yesterday, they roused themselves. I guess they didn't want to read the Iraq Study Group report, you know, or they were getting tired of seeing Lee Hamilton and James Baker. So they passed a resolution, which is going to go nowhere. Because the Senate isn't going to vote on it. If the Senate ever votes on this, it certainly is not going to be before they adjourn this week, because it's Christmas time already. The House of Representatives, whom you and I pay to work 1 day a week, passed a resolution denouncing the French city of St. Denis, a suburb in France just north of Paris, for naming a street after Abu Jamal Mumia. That's what they did. People that we pay They passed a resolution condemning a city in France for naming a street after Mumia Abu Jamal. I mean, you just sit there and your mouth just falls open. That's what they're doing. I mean, because that's so important. Does anybody listening, you don't know who Mumia Abu Jamal is? He's that black guy in Philadelphia. And 25 years ago this month, a police officer was shot to death. And they said that Mumia did it. And they put him on trial. And he was convicted and he was sentenced to death. And this, I can't believe this has been going on for 25 years. This is like absolutely amazing to me. I had no idea it was this long. And there were appeals and all of this crap going on. And he actually got his death sentence. First of all, Mumia has become a journalist in prison. Well, he was a journalist before. But he writes and makes speeches and he had a radio show for a while, I think, on Pacifica. And he did get the death sentence overturned. But now he's trying to get the whole I mean, he insists he didn't do it. And, you know, why being me, I tend to believe he didn't do it. Actually, because, you know, they would never frame a black man for a crime. I mean, that would certainly never happen, not in this country. So I don't know why this city in France named a street after him. I have no idea. But is this what we want the House of Representatives to do, to be passing meaningless resolutions condemning a city in France? Who cares? I don't care. Nobody cares. Oh, hang on, Carl. We're going to take a break, and then I'll get to you. Lynn said that with another important topic of the day. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. America, the way it ought to be. On Sirius Left, 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today at 888-329-8390. That's 888-329-8390 for your free consultation. Call now, 888-329-8390.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman.
Noon East, 9 a.m. West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left, 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Carl in Ohio.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you, Lynn?
I'm fine. What's up?
Hey, I've got a question for you, dear. Have you read the article that came out about Mary Cheney and her partner being pregnant and getting ready to be a baby?
I mentioned that yesterday, but between yesterday and today, it's now a huge story. The whole right wing is, like, all hysterical.
Well, I guess I oppose the the right wing as much as possible, but I guess I'm going to have to side with them on this matter because...
Why?
Mary Kay, I just don't understand why on earth she's going to have a baby. Because of the terrible mindfuck this poor child is going to have to go through, knowing that his mother is a lesbian, and that not just her mother, but his grandma and his grandpa all have sided with President Bush and his regime to basically turn homosexuals into second-class citizens.
Well, first of all, if you're in love with somebody and you want to have a family, you know, what are you going to do, like examine the politics of everybody, you know, all your relatives?
But you know what? You're working with President Bush. You know where President Bush should stand at.
That's not how people make personal decisions.
No, ma'am, I'm sorry, but you know what?
Oh, God.
If you know the politics, if you know how the politics are for a person that you're working for and you don't agree with them, then why would you work for them?
Because I'm sure Cheney does agree with it. But you don't make decisions for your life based on what your mother and your father think.
Well, I agree with that, but what I'm saying
is... Well, you don't agree with it.
I don't agree with that. Why on earth would you work for a government or work right alongside your parents?
I don't know. You know something? I don't know. People's relationships are complicated.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. She just has me completely, like... I just don't understand.
I don't understand it either. But, you know, she can do what she wants.
I don't know
why everybody in America thinks they get to comment on it.
Well, because to me it's almost a form of child abuse.
Oh, well, that's the right-wing line.
No. That's what Michael Savage said.
That people having turkey-baster babies is child abuse.
Well... No, I don't agree with that.
What world do you live in, Carl? Say you grow up and your father is an alcoholic or your mother's a drug addict, and so you say, well, I can't have children because my father's an alcoholic. I mean, how old are you, 11?
That's not even the same realm.
All right, thank you very much. I just, I know you're pained to hear this, but I just can't deal. Is there a full moon? What the fuck is going on for 2 days already? It's her business. It's her own business. And everybody thinks I have a story posted, the whole right wing. Is hysterical that this woman is having a baby. And the left wing, all the gays and lesbians are like, well, they just moved from Colorado to Virginia to be closer to her family. I mean, I don't understand this whole dynamic either. She's a lesbian, and her family appears to hate lesbians, except when her mother wrote the lesbian book. And I don't understand the whole thing, but I'll tell you something. I don't even understand my family. So why should I understand her family? She is not a person. She is not a public person. And I find it really offensive that, well, she should have a baby. She shouldn't have a baby. Now, the gay groups are making the point that in the state of Virginia, that her partner has no parental rights whatsoever. That apparently the state of Virginia has no parental rights. There are states, this is not my biggest area of expertise, but there are states where if a lesbian has a baby, that the partner is allowed to have parental rights. And Virginia is not one of them. So, all right, that's like some legal, you know, that's a way for the gay groups to point out that legally Virginia is somewhat backward in this instance. But these right-wingers, Michael Savage last night, now I love him because he's a great performer. But this man is as crazy as a fruitcake. Speaking of fruitcakes, I'm like, you know, when people used to pass me by in the other studio, for some reason they never waved at me. Now they all wave at me when they pass by. I have to wave at people staring at me. Michael Savage last night says it should be made illegal to have, well, what he charmingly calls turkey baster babies. I think he means in vitro fertilization. And he says, oh, other presidents had the first lady. Now our vice president's daughter is going to give birth to the first freak. How can you say this? It's going to be a little baby. Little baby isn't... And Michael, to Michael Savage, it's a freak. And nobody should be allowed to do it, but especially lesbians. Now, I got to tell you something. Being the age I am, I find all of this very creepy. I do. I find the idea, you know, the thing that drives me the craziest is, you know, these women, you know, when they said, ah, pretty soon 90-year-old women are going to be able to have babies. No matter what age I get to, you know, like when I say, oh, thank God, nobody can ever tell me I should have a baby. They keep pushing it to an older and older age that you actually could have a baby. I could have a baby. As long as you apparently still possess a uterus, you can be 120 years old now and they can just be sticking whatever they stick in you to make you pregnant or to have you carry the baby. I don't even know. But I don't know why it's anybody's business. And everybody is freaking out. A policy analyst for the conservative Christian ministry focused on the family but depicted the newly announced pregnancy as unwise. Just because you can conceive a child outside a one-woman, one-man marriage doesn't mean it's a good idea. Love can't replace a mother and a father. These two women, by the way, have been together for 15 years. I do a double take when I see two mommies. You know, you see this on the subway in New York, or, well, you see it on the Upper West Side, you see it on the in the Village. I do. You know, I do a double take. When you see, like, two screaming faggots on a subway with a child, you do a double take, I'm sorry. You know, maybe it's my age, maybe Garrett doesn't do a double take. I do. Because it sure looks weird to me to see two, you know, really effeminate men with the child. But are you telling me that, you know, I mean, this is just a cliche. You know, is that any worse than the drug addict parents or the parents who hate each other or the divorced parents? Turn on Judge Judy. Oh, my God. Listen, these divorced people. 50% of the marriages end in divorce, so why can't two women who have managed to already be together for 15 years have a baby? And why is it everybody's business? I know we can all just sit around and go, what is with her and her parents? I don't understand it. But so what? Jesus. Well, I guess if everybody minded their own business, there would be no talk radio, would there? Scott in Pennsylvania.
I think an earlier caller was trying to say it's kind of interesting, like Hitler's daughter having a Jewish baby kind of analogy kind of thing.
But why are people so attached to their... I don't know, maybe it's me.
I mean, honest to God, I mean, there's a philosophical component to this whole thing.
And no, there isn't. She is an adult woman who has been with the same partner for 15 years and they want to have a baby.
Yes, but the story's interesting.
Yes,
in the
it
same
is.
Way that if Hitler's daughter was having a Jewish baby.
All right, I don't know. It's
the same way.
It was not that interesting to me. I'm a, you know, I have no sense of what stories are going to be huge. And when I read that, when I turned Michael Savage on last night.
Oh, that's another thing. You gotta stop listening to that.
Oh, no, I can't stop listening. No. This guy is, I'm telling you something. This guy is probably.
Before I got Sirius Satellite Radio, I listened too, so I have to confess.
The guy is probably one of the 10 greatest talk show hosts that's ever been in the entire.
Yeah, he's rubbing off on you. You're kind of doing the same thing a lot lately. I couldn't help noticing.
We're the same person.
I think you're reflecting your show. You gotta tone down on that Savage thing.
No, but the weird thing is, you know, he and I are exactly the same age. Although he doesn't admit to it, but it's easy to figure out. And we both grew up in New York. And he's all the way to the right, and he's like this crazed bigot, and I'm all the way to the left. So we're like, there's something about us that's very similar. Thanks, hon.
All right, baby.
Bye. Bye. All right. I mean, yes, it is interesting, but I mentioned it yesterday because I thought, oh, wow, that's interesting. But today, it's like this huge story. I'm more interested in Laura Bush and the three other women wearing the same dress to the Christmas party. Now, that to me, that's a story. Four women showing up in the same dress, including Laura Bush. And if you look at the Drudge Report, to me, that's a very ugly dress to begin with, actually. Osea?
Osea.
In Phoenix. My favorite place.
Awesome. I'm just going on the previous caller. He said she shouldn't have a baby. Last time I checked, we're living in America, where it's freedom should be in place. 10 years ago, I left Russia for that specific reason. They were telling us what to do. But I don't know what's going on here now. I mean,
I don't either.
You can do this, you can do that. I mean, no, you can't have a baby, but no, you can't have abortion. I mean, come on.
That's sad. If you come to New York, you can't eat trans fat pretty soon. Now they're making laws what you can eat in a restaurant.
I mean, shouldn't it be up to people who wants to do what they want to do? I mean,
well, I would think that's what it's about, and I was born here. Maybe you should better start looking for another country to move.
I was thinking about that.
You came from Russia to here, and then, you know, but in another 10 years, we may all have to go somewhere else. Now, where'd she go? Well, I guess she disappeared. All right, we're going to take a break. She didn't disappear, but she did disappear. She did disappear. I don't know. Did I do that or did her cell phone I think her cell phone floated off. But it is true. You can't, oh God, you know what they're going to ban next? This can't spread across the country. We have the Long Island Railroad, you know, this huge commuter railroad. And one of the nice things people like is they have bar carts. At rush hour, only at rush hour during the week, something I've hardly ever run into. You're running to get the train, and you pop down $2, and they hand you a beer in a paper cup. They want to get rid of that. Why should they serve? I don't know, because people like liquor on a train. That's why. You can't run the trains properly, so get them ripped. I can't believe this. No booze on the Long Island Railroad, no trans fats in the restaurant. Watch out, Chicago. Watch out, because you're next on the big old trans fat list. And I guess I do mean big old trans fat. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Have you read or seen the latest? There's more good news for those with arthritis and joint or back pain. Results from a recent study report that a group of orthopedic doctors rated Aleve as the number one most effective over-the-counter brand when it comes to relief of minor arthritis pain. That's right. Aleve was rated number one for pain relief by orthopedic doctors. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed. Survey of 260 orthopedic surgeons conducted April 2006.
Does your son or grandson love playing football? Are you looking for the perfect football gift? Then order Backyard Drills with Bill Parcells and get four free gifts.
Hi, I'm Bill Parcells, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll be your head coach for Backyard Drills Football DVD.
Backyard Drills is a three DVD set designed to help dad coach his son. Over 6.5 hours of pro coaching secrets, plus inside tips from dozens of NFL stars like Emmitt Smith and Tim Brown. You'll also receive four free gifts, an autographed color photo of Bill, a certificate, an off-season training DVD, plus the amazing RZ trainer. All combined, nearly a $300 value. Yours to try risk-free for 30 days. Supplies are limited. Not available in stores, so call now.
Order Bill Parcells' Backyard Drills Holiday Gift Set risk-free at 1-800-752-1292. 800-752-1292. 800-752-1292.
This holiday season, give the gift of true prosperity with The Maui Millionaires, the life-changing book that reveals the hidden secrets of creating unlimited wealth. The Maui Mastermind Seminar is the most exclusive wealth retreat in the world. Now, Maui Mastermind founders David Finkel and Diane Kennedy share the five proven techniques their clients spend tens of thousands of dollars to learn. The Maui Millionaires, brought to you by John Wiley & Sons, publisher since 1807. Available now wherever books are sold.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Boy, we found the topic of the day, Cheney's baby. Scott, hi.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, listen, my brother was gay, and he helped father two children using the turkey baster method. And this was in Wisconsin. And
oh, my God!
Yeah, near Madison.
Oh, near Madison. No, well, Madison's very liberal because of the university. Something's happening to the phone calls. Because this guy didn't even sound like he was on a cell phone. Should we try this other one? Because these two people just disappeared. And this time, as a matter of fact, my hands were in my lap. So this is, I couldn't have done it. All right. Dan in Louisville.
Hey, how you doing, Lynn?
Okay, if you suddenly disappear, don't be surprised. But I'm keeping my hands in my lap so I can't do anything.
Well, that's a disturbing image, but thank you very much for the disturbing image of you pregnant. Now, how am I going to get that out of my mind?
I'm 64 years old.
Okay, exactly. You said you could still get pregnant.
I could, because the fact is, every month or so, you're looking like the BBC or something. It's like, Romanian woman 67 gives birth.
I don't care. You said you.
I could.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you something. If you think it's a horrible vision, imagine what I think.
Imagine so. You know how much I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, maybe it was just the phones. Every couple of months, you look at this, some woman in her 60s. Late 60s. Being pregnant. Now, the good thing is, I can never get pregnant by accident. See, that's one thing about them able to make old women pregnant. You have to really go out of your way. You know, it isn't one of those, oh my God, I slept with him once and I'm pregnant. If you're in your 60s and you get pregnant, it's a real major production. It's not like, oh my God, how did that happen? I only did it once. So don't worry about it. You don't need this vision in your head. I'm sorry I put it there, but you can just get rid of the vision. Okay? Now let's get to the important story. We can keep talking about Mary Cheney's baby. But I still don't understand it. I mean, what is it? Wait, you think everybody who gets pregnant says, oh, now what are my father's political beliefs? You know, if my father has the wrong political beliefs, I can't get married, I can't get pregnant. How ridiculous. She works for AOL now, Mary Cheney. I don't understand how she worked on her father's campaign. You know, I really don't. I wouldn't want to be, well, I actually would. I'd like to be a fly on the wall at the Cheney dinner table for Thanksgiving with this lesbian daughter and the parents who hate gay people. But I guess they make up an excuse. You know, they must make up an excuse. Oh, and Michael Savage's other great, you know, for somebody with 14,000 PhDs, he's going, well, what did they do to bring her up to make her like that? And somebody calls him up and says, well, what if one of your kids would have turned out gay? I didn't bring up my children. They would never be gay. I didn't bring them up in a way that they... The man has got PhDs in medical, you know, science. So he thinks people are gay because of how their parents bring... You know, women, it is different with women. It is, I'm sure there are women that are born gay, but I believe every man is, gay man is born gay. I don't think there is a gay man on this earth who is not born gay. Women are another story. They are. Some women are born gay. It's like, look at Rosie. Rosie, I'm sure, was born gay. But women can go in and out of this gay thing. Look at Anne Hesh. Because women, you don't have this, like, women are not repulsed. Straight women are not repulsed at the idea of working for other women, of sleeping with other women. Whereas straight men are totally repulsed at the idea of having sex with other men. But the idea, how can educated people, oh, well, I didn't bring up my children in, you know, such a perverted way that they would be gay. What are you, insane? Get with it. All right, so here is the important story of the day. This is really the story. I thought this would be a huge story. All you have to do is listen to what I think is going to be a big story and what I think is going to be no story, right, to know that it will be the exact opposite. Because I have no sense of news or of what's going to be a big story. I think this is not a big story because I think this appeals much more to women than to men. The four women in the same dress. This is, now men don't understand this. Because Almost Famous Barry this morning mentioned this. If you go to a fancy party, as this was a White House party or, I don't know, it was some fancy thing that George and Laura were at. All the men are wearing tuxedos, right? You go to a wedding, you go to any fancy, every man looks like every other man. You know, only at the Academy Rewards you find men who, you know, can find strange tuxedos. But it is a big humiliation if two women would show up in the same dress, right? I have no idea why. But it is just terrible. It is a faux pas to wear the same dress. Well, the other night, Monday night or something, is this huge White House party. And Laura Bush enters and she is wearing this Oscar de la Renta, to me, hideous dress. Hideous. But it's red and the dress cost, this makes this even weirder, $8,500. I can't ever, what is a dress that costs, you know, it just shows the level of life I live. I'm just all happy because I got the light blue and dark green striped Gap t-shirt that was reduced from $34.50 to $19.99 to $12.99. I actually, because there's so many Gaps, I wandered into a Gap, and there it was, an extra, extra large. And now since they're so chintzy, If you used to like, you have to always at the Gap now buy one size bigger than you did. Because everything is so crappy. And there it was. So to me, $34.50 is too much for a t-shirt. I don't know what I think a dress. If it's a dress for like a huge party, maybe $100. Maybe. But this dress costs $8,500. And there's Laura Bush in the dress. And three are the women. This dress is like a middle-aged lady dress. It's got long sleeves, first of all, so you don't see the hides arm flam. And it's got, I don't know whether it's a jacket and a skirt or it's really a dress, but it's got a, it looks like it's a jacket, you know, it covers your fat stomach. Because none of these women wearing it are young. Now, of course, the cute thing is they don't even bother to find out. They don't even mention the names of the other three women. It's like they're just anonymous people who could afford an $8,500 Oscar de la Renta dress. So they all, you know, come in and they're all wearing the same hideous dress. And some male guy, obviously, some male I know said they should have left. Like, why should they leave? And then the same male says, why is she buying off the rack, the president's? I mean, it certainly never happened with Hillary. You see three other people in the same. And I'm like, you know, it's sort of Oscar de la Renta's fault, because if you would know the first lady buys a dress, then maybe you should not sell it till the next season. In fact, there's something in here, I think, where Letitia Baldridge says they did that with Jackie Kennedy. If she bought something, the designer would stop selling it for that season. So you know what Laura did? She went upstairs and she changed. That's all. She was in her house. Makes more sense than why should the other three women leave? You know, it was just kind of funny. So she went upstairs and she changed. You know, just to make everybody feel better. Although the official photo of the party, she is wearing the dress. But I just, to me the story is funny. But it's $8,500. Maybe we should, during the break, Garrett, go to Drudge and get it, and there's a video with audio. Can we? And maybe we can play the audio, okay? But we're going to take a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Give the gift of Sirius for the holidays, and we'll give you a free radio. I'm Mo Rocca from Discovery Channel Radio, Sirius 119. Solve all your Christmas gift needs by adding an additional subscription to your account by December 15th, and we'll give you a free radio. Just call 1-888-SIRIUS-1, 1-888-SIRIUS-1, and you get to share your love for the best radio on radio from your Sirius family.
To qualify for a free radio, you must sign up an additional subscription for at least 6 months by December 15th. Go to Sirius.com for full details.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, I quit? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down. www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
Alex Bennett.
Senate voted $70 billion
to go to the war in Iraq. That makes the total over $500 billion that we've invested in that war. Your kids are going to be paying for this forever. And guess what? Not one single Democrat voted against it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
So let's play this. It's so funny about this. And Letitia Baldrige, who is just the classiest woman on earth. She is. I'm so glad she's still alive. She's very old. Let's
thank fight. You. It's perhaps the ultimate fashion faux pas, showing up to a party wearing the same outfit as the hostess. Well, it happened to First Lady Laura Bush the other night. CBS 2 News reporter Dahlia Shuras explains.
It's one of the biggest Washington nights for stars and glamorous fashion, with guests in the spotlight at an exclusive White House reception. The designer gowns are always scrutinized, and this night, look again.
And there you see the...
Oh, and one more time.
Same dress.
Three women wore the exact same $8,500 Oscar de la Renta dress. Wait, make that four. First Lady Laura Bush had it on too.
Well, they all should have congratulated one another on their good taste and the fact they could afford the dress.
Letitia Baldrige, Jacqueline Kennedy's chief of staff and social secretary, says the gown was beautiful, but what a faux pas.
Jacqueline Kennedy, when she was First Lady, made sure, and her couturiers made sure, that nobody else wore that dress that season.
The real question is, how could this have happened? This is an Oscar de la Renta. Price tag, $9,900.
It's a different dress.
So if you're paying this much money for a dress, wouldn't you want to be confident you'll be the only one wearing it, especially if you're the First Lady? So Mrs. Bush made an executive decision.
She went upstairs and changed. Very easy for her to do. Very the right thing to do. Take the heat off the other three women.
The First Lady's office said the mid-course correction was a first, and that she and the President found it quite amusing.
If you were one of those other three ladies, what do you think?
I would have laughed.
And last night I would have said, listen, I'm not going to stand next to her because I'm fatter than she is. But other than that, I think it's a hoot.
And certainly cause for a few red faces. Sure. CBS News,
okay,
Washington.
We don't need chatting at the anchor desk. It was so funny. And Letitia Baldrige, she went, Jacqueline Kennedy's chief of staff. So she's in her 80s at least now. I interviewed her once. And you would think she'd be like this snooty, you know, person. She was like such a pisser, that woman. That Letitia Baldrige. I was very nervous interviewing her. And she turned out to just have like such a great sense of humor and everything. I thought this was a great story. But I guess men are not going to find this story that interesting, you know, because you're all dressed the same. Anyway, that would be no big deal. They have in the tabloids. You know, I gave in today and bought the tabloids. I said I wasn't going to, and then I got sucked in by how they fool you every time, which is the covers. You know, and I know when I'm going to look at them, the stories are going to be nothing, because what it says on the cover and what it says in the magazine are never the same thing. But they sucked me in again. They sucked me in. Oh, my God, he's in critical condition. The poison spy's friend is dying now. Oh, my God. Oh, no, it's somebody else. Dmitry Kaptin, a businessman and former Russian agent. His name never even came up till this minute. The guy that the poison spy had lunch with was Scarmarella or something, with some Italian dude, right? And he got a little poisoned. This guy, like, he came out of nowhere. This guy, Dmitry. He's in a coma. His condition worsened immediately after he was questioned by British and Russian investigators. Oh, my God. What did I bet the investigators poisoned him more. The Russian... Oh, isn't... It's like some movie. I can't believe this. Some of those Russians are just running around like, God, do you think my caller poisoned me? From Phoenix? What is with these Russian people poisoning everybody? Oh, I'm going to have to read this during the break after I pee. Because I don't remember hearing about this guy. All right, we have another fabulous hour of this. Lynn Samuels, dear. Oh, God, we didn't even talk about the Iraq report.
Oh. Attention, ditto heads. Enter. But enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's bad in Iraq.
With Prime Minister Tony Blair by his side at the White House, President Bush says he won't make any changes in course in Iraq until he gets other reports from national security officials. As for Bush's comment that it's bad in Iraq...
I've been saying a lot. I understand how tough it is, and I've been telling the American people how tough it is, and they know how tough it is. And the fundamental question is, do we have a plan to achieve our objective? Are we willing to change... as the enemy has changed.
Bush says he doesn't expect the Iraq study group to expect him to act on all of their recommendations. On Capitol Hill, the co-chair of the Iraq study group, James Baker, says there is no harm in asking Iran for help.
If we ask Iran to come and they say no, we in the Iraqi government, and they say no, then we will hold them up to public scrutiny as the rejectionist state that they have proven to be.
Police in Phoenix say they have evidence linking a suspect already in custody to the baseline serial killer. Mark Udo was arrested in September on sexual assault charges. Police say he could face 9 counts of murder. R&B fans are very familiar with the artist with the most Grammy nominations.
For Record of the Year, the nominees are Mary J. Blige for Be Without You.
What a comeback from Mary J. Blige. She leads everyone with 8 Grammy nominations, including Record and Song of the Year. But she missed out on the top prize, Album of the Year.
For Album of the Year, the nominees are Red Hot Chili Peppers for Stadium Arcadium.
The other album nominees are the Dixie Chicks, Taking the Long Way, Gnarls Barkley for St. Elsewhere, John Mayer's Continuum, and Justin Timberlake for Future Sex Love Sounds. Winners will be announced February 11th in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Weinfeld.
A company that washed, chopped, and packed green onions suspected in an E. coli outbreak on the East Coast says they were bought from a California grower. Ready Pack Produce is the sole supplier of green onions to Taco Bell. This is AP Radio News. Israel is weighing in on the Iraq study group report.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert rejects the concept presented by the Baker-Hamilton Commission on Iraq Policy that much depends on making peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Olmert says most Americans agree with him.
The problems in Iraq, serious as they are entirely independent of the controversies between us and the Palestinians.
Olmert said Israel is ready to offer Palestinians far-reaching concessions for peace, but he won't talk with the violent Islamic Hamas, which is running the Palestinian government. Mark Levy, Tel Aviv.
A neighborhood in London looks like Tornado Alley. A tornado damaged several homes. Parent Sledge says it looked like a scene out of the movie Twister.
I think the tornado went in a fairly straight line, sort of adjacent to our road. So there's another house just behind that, with pretty much the entire back's been pulled off the house. You know, you can kind of see the beds and you can see into the living room and lounge.
At least 6 people were injured. An average of 33 tornadoes are reported each year in Britain. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
This is your holiday card with a regular postage stamp. This is your holiday card with a photo stamp.
Hallelujah.
Regular holiday card. Photo stamp holiday card. Don't settle for ho-hum holiday cards this season. Now you can turn your favorite photos into real U.S. postage stamps at photostamps.com. Use them to send truly unique holiday cards. Add a special touch to wedding or bar mitzvah invitations. Or show off your pet with its own adorable photo stamps. Whatever the moment, whatever the photo, now you can share it with photo stamps. And now you can also use photo stamps to promote your business. Just imagine your logo on a postage stamp. Got a sports fan in your life? Photo Stamps also offers officially licensed NFL and college stamps with your favorite team logo. Mail them, collect them, or give them as a gift. Get yours today at photostamps.com.
Hi, I'm the laptop guy, and this is my dog, Zoe. Got laptop problems? Our $29 promotion was so popular, we're extending it through the end of the year. At the Laptop Guy Garage, we fix thousands of laptops every year and make laptop repair fast and affordable. Our mechanics will diagnose your laptop and give you an estimate for just $29. That's right, Zoe, $29 covers the box, shipping to our garage, and a complete diagnosis. Just call 1-888-BUZZ-ZOE or log on to LaptopGuy.com and click on the Zoe 100.
You've been looking for the perfect gift for someone this holiday season? Well, we got it. Yeah, we're Covino and Rich from Maxim Radio Sirius 108, and I'm telling you to get a Plum Choice gift certificate from Plum Choice Online PC Services. Dude, think about it. PDA failures, printer hookups, digital cameras, everyone's going to have these problems around the holidays. Or if your computer's just running slow, man, just call 888-PLUM-HELP, 888-PLUM-HELP or PlumChoice.com. 24-7, anywhere, anytime, get the gift certificate people are going to use, PlumChoice.com. 888-PLUM-HELP. Get them a gift certificate at PlumChoice.com.
Excoriating the right and anything else she doesn't like. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
the year, bar none. No contest, no discussion. Under the Iron Sea by Keane. Not even worth discussing another album. They're starting already fighting about the Academy Awards. Is Jennifer Hudson going to get nominated for Best Actress or Best Supporting Actress? Is the studio going to try to push Beyonce, who's not nearly as good as Jennifer Hudson? I don't think I'll ever find out. I have to get, you know what I have to go see tomorrow? There's really nothing opening except that stupid Blood Diamond. And I can't stand that accent Leo has. It just annoys the crap out of me. I get, hopefully, there's still, the Queen is still going to be playing somewhere. I just hear such fabulous things about that movie. The Queen, where Helen Mirren is playing Queen Elizabeth. And I just kept saying, who cares? But you don't hear anybody who saw it who doesn't love it. But of course, our weather tomorrow is going to be so vile. I don't know, 30 degrees for a high and 25 mile an hour winds. You know, but you're going to have to go out to go home anyway, so you might as well gut. But there's like nothing opening. Where are all the movies? Isn't this when we're supposed to have movies up the wazoo? Well, where are they? There's certainly nothing I want to see. Oh, remember I told you about the M&M store? There was a big article in the newspaper. This shows how much people want, you know, people go, oh, everybody's so lazy and nobody wants to work. Did you see this? They had at this silly M&M store, wait till I tell you about going into the M&M store. How many jobs? They had 198 jobs at the M&M store. Do you know how many people try to get one of those jobs? 13,000 people applied. And you know why that is? That is because this retail job offered $10.75 an hour, which is barely, you know, for a kid, it's good. For somebody, if you had to live on it, it's not good. But, of course, this is, do you know this is the longest we've ever gone in this country without raising the minimum wage? This is now double. They're paying these people double the federal minimum wage, which is still $5.15 an hour, $200 a week, $10,000 a year. Now, I don't know what the minimum wage is in New York. This is still about $3 more. I think in New York State, the minimum wage is about $7, isn't it? Because states can have a higher minimum wage. All right. These jobs at this M&M store needed almost no experience or for $10.75 an hour plus health benefits. Plus other benefits. 13,000 people. So when you say people are lazy, people don't... See, do you see how desperate people are to get a decent job? And this isn't even to me $10.75. You couldn't live on it. Couldn't live on $10,000 to $20,000 a year. Where would you live? Well, okay, so the store opened today. And I said, oh, good, the store's open, because I had just seen the ad for the new bittersweet chocolate M&Ms. What could be better than a bittersweet chocolate M&M? That's even better than just plain bittersweet chocolate. Because you get everything. You get your M&M candy coating, and you get the bittersweet chocolate inside, which, as we all know now, is as good as taking a statin, or a statin, or whatever that's called. And the store is, I walk out of where I get my soup, And I walk down one block, and then I go across to get my coffee. And the block I walk down, right there is the M&M store, right? So I say, oh, good, I'll stop and I'll say, you know, if anybody's going to have the dark chocolate M&Ms, it'll be the M&M store. And the store opened today. So then I see it, and it said this, you know, posters in the window saying, today only 10% off something. Oh, it's even better. Okay, so what is the first thing? All the doors on 7th Avenue are locked. You can't go in those doors. It's like not an auspicious beginning. The doors are locked. Oh, no, you have to go around the corner to go in. Well, I thought the store was open. Well, it's open, but not these doors. All right, go around the corner. And you go into the store. Now, what would be a person's main motivation to walk into an M&M store? I would think it would be to buy candy. Not to buy tchotchkes, not to buy little thingies. So after the doors are closed, I go around the corner and I walk in, and these people, for their $10.75 an hour, they're lovely and they're very polite, and you know, it's the first day. Give them a week or two. And some lovely young lady says to me, may I help you? And I said, where's the candy? Oh, that's up on the second floor. So you walk in on the ground floor to an M&M store, and there is not a morsel of candy. What the hell is that about? And I say to her, okay. And I walk around. There's an escalator that isn't working. The escalator going up to the second floor isn't working, and the escalator coming down from the second. So congratulations, M&M store, on your big opening. You know, in the theater, if you ever knew anybody in the theater, you know the telegram you had to always send your friends when they were in a show? I wish you a warm hand on your opening. So, the M&M store, I wish you a warm hand on your opening, because if you're going to have half the doors shut and the escalators don't work, what hope is there for you? Go around the corner. Oh, the candy's upstairs. I'm supposed to walk up the escalator? No, thank you. So they're not exactly open. They're open, but not quite. I say to her, but the escalators aren't working. She says, no, they're not. All right. Good. I'll go buy my candy somewhere else, or I'll come back another day. So I noticed something. Stores have a terrible time lately with escalators. That's another thing I keep noticing. When I go to Target, it is a miracle if you can go all the way up to Target, which is on the third and fourth floors of this mall, and actually have all the escalators working, going up and coming down again. I don't understand why. Escalators, how long have they been around? 4,000 years or something? What, do they have them all computerized now so they don't work anymore? Very annoying. Mary J. Blige got 8 Grammy nominations. Wow. How many? I didn't even think her album sold that well. Oh, excuse me. Oh, now look at this. I just posted the CNN story that the contact of Litvinenko, whatever his name was, the dead spy. I just call him the poison spy. And this story was on CNN saying he's in a coma, the guy he contacted. Well, you go to MSNBC and it says lawyer denies Russian in coma from poisoning. Well, so what am I supposed to believe? Which website am I supposed to believe? See, maybe some people are right, people who don't believe in the internet, who don't think you should ever look at the internet to get news. Why would anybody look at the internet when you can, I don't know, not look at anything? A key figure in the poison case of former spy Alexander Litvinenko fell into a coma after being questioned by Russian and British investigators, the Interfax news agency reported Thursday. A lawyer close to the case denied the report. Oh, that means he's in a coma. Doesn't that? If a lawyer is denying it, that means it's... Dmitry Kaptin had developed an illness connected with a radioactive substance. Interfax, citing unidentified sources, said Kaptin conveniently fell into a coma immediately after being questioned. Isn't that a little coincidental? But Andrei Romashov, this sounds all like Dostoevsky, doesn't it? It sounds like you're reading Dostoevsky to read all these stories. Andrei Romashov, a lawyer for another key figure in the case, told the Associated Press that he contacted Compton's representatives, and they told him Compton's condition was the same as it was when he met with the prosecutors. Romashov declined to identify the representatives. I didn't even know about this guy. I think once the original guy died, I didn't, you know, I read the headlines. I haven't read the stories. But what is it now? Seven people tested positive for low levels of polonium who worked in the hotel where Compton met Litvinenko. There was no risk to the staff's health. In the short term, see, they're even saying that. You know, this radiation, you know, it can be a little bit, but like 20 years from now, they could all die, and what are they going to do then? Who are you going to sue? What are you going to do? How bizarre. This whole story is like a novel. It's like the kind of novel I don't buy, but I don't think Putin's doing it. I think people who don't like Putin are doing it. Because they literally, the BBC has been like updating us on spy things. In 1978 or 1979, some spy literally killed somebody with a poison dart shot out of an umbrella. I mean, it isn't funny, really. You're killing people. But, so I don't think you do things that blatantly, and I don't think you do things where you're giving radiation poisoning to just innocent passers-by. So I get people who seem to know the spy business, who understand it. I don't understand. I couldn't even follow Criminal Minds last night, for God's sake. That was a show that if you didn't pay 100 total percent attention through every moment of Criminal Minds, you lost the thread. And my attention wandered at some point. And by the time they got to the end, I'm like, wait a minute. Did he really do it or he didn't do it? Boy, they lost me. So how can I follow a real spy thing? But Putin, having been in the KGB, would not just be running with polonium-210 like fairy dust. You know, they saying, oh, I'm Vladimir Putin, and I'm poisoning everybody. So they think, although the spy that got poisoned was against Putin, right? There are people that are against Putin, but they were like also against this dead spy. And they think it's like those people who want to make, they wanted to kill Litvinenko, but they also want to make Putin look bad at the same time. And they sound like assholes. Because this is poison. Who goes flinging it all around London, you know? Usually they're good. You get a poison dart, stick it in your umbrella, and kill the person you want to kill. You don't be like poisoning everybody else on the side. So I don't think Putin's doing it, but Jesus. It's a good thing I never had the type of personality where I could be a spy. I couldn't keep up with it. I mean, even if I had that personality, I don't even have the intelligence. I wouldn't keep up with who's poisoning who and whose umbrella should you stay away from. Jesus. Nobody wants to talk about the Iraq report, do you? Good, because I don't... Look, you know, Bush should be so humiliated that he can't even walk out of the house. It's like, oh, daddy's friends are coming to bail you out again. You know, oh, you're 60 years old, we're still bailing you out because you're still the screw-up you were when you were 19. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Mm-hmm. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for Straight Talk from the Heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom. And that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
How can people live like that? Working for the CIA. I have a cousin who married this guy, and he worked at like CIA headquarters. He worked at Langley or something. But they're divorced now. But she like never really knew what he did. She never really knew where he was going or what he did or, you know, so I drove out with this guy to my father's funeral. I don't know how we ended up, but I liked him. Actually, everybody in my family just hates everybody. I liked this guy. I think he did medical experiments, because the other thing is he kept monkeys in the garage. You know, all these monkeys. And it was supposedly had the monkeys because he just liked monkeys. But I always thought he's got like, they're probably like poison monkeys in Nancy's garage. You know, it was like just weird. And he was kind of a strange guy. So of course I liked him. So we're driving out to the cemetery, I guess, for my father's funeral. And me, I'm like, oh please, we all know you work for the fucking CIA. You know, I won't tell anybody. Yeah, I seem exactly like the kind of person who isn't going to tell anybody. And I think I was probably on WABC at that time. You know, oh, I won't tell anybody. What's with the monkeys in the garage? What is with a garage full of monkeys? So, God only knows what was up with that guy. But like last night on Criminal Mind, you think, how can you live like that? Like you're sneaking around and nobody knows what you do, and and I don't know, it would make me nervous. It would just make me nervous, you know. How do you know you're not going to say the wrong thing and accidentally let it slip out? Like, what are the monkeys doing in the garage? I never believed he just liked monkeys. So, no, he's a strange guy. He has all these pet monkeys in the garage. And I'm like, yeah, right, he has pet monkeys. And we think he works for the CIA. And there's, like, no connection. There couldn't be a connection between a garage full of monkeys and the CIA. Oh, please. I think, you know what I think the problem with my family is? I think they're morons. That's probably what the problem. No, everybody has pet monkeys, and nobody's wife knows exactly what they do. But other than that, I don't know what to say about this Iraq report. You know, all the people that wrote the Iraq report are members of the establishment. What a pair of tits on her. Oh, she's got gigantic tits, but she's, you know, pretty big herself. You ever want to wake Garrett up, just say tits. So these people are like members of the highest level of the establishment. You know, James Baker, you know Vernon Jordan was on that committee, that Iraq committee? Vernon Jordan, you know, that crook that Bill Clinton, in my opinion, that Bill Clinton hung out with, the black guy, the black criminal that was Clinton's best friend. So it's very hard to figure out, like, what their purpose was, this Iraq study group, because the Democrats seem to be under the delusion, you know, they're going, oh, Bush fucked up and we have to change and blah, blah, blah. But these people are not going to go against the establishment. They are the establishment. So nothing in that report can be that, I don't know, it can't be hurtful to the establishment. What if there's more than one establishment? This is like with the CIA, it's like the monkeys in the garage. So they said Bush fucked up, but a monkey in a garage could see Bush fucked up. You know, everybody's saying, look at that, this was a real put down to Bush, and a moron can see that this is not working, that this war in Iraq is a nightmare. And we're all, you know what it feels like the whole country is on? It's like somebody pushed the pause button after the election, right? Doesn't it feel like that we're all on pause? And it's not just the holidays, because the holidays also, you know, you kind of suspend everything. But it's pause because we on the left believe that the Democrats are going to change everything and we're going to be living in nirvana any minute, you know, when they take over. And, you know, the Republicans, I guess, are just, you know, waiting for everything to get worse. But it's like, this feels like a very unreal time. There's 2 months between November and January when they come back. Because nothing is getting done. I don't know what the purpose of this report was. I think the purpose really was to, like, spank him. To say, you know, you won't talk to your father about this. We sent Brent Scowcroft to try to talk to you, and you won't listen to anybody, you little, you know, alcoholic fetal syndrome sack of crap. So now we are going to humiliate you in public. But he's finding a way to, like, twist his way out of it. Well, he has to look at this report, and there's some other report, and this is just one of many reports. Then I'm sure everybody's going to hand him, like certain people we know get one sheet of paper every morning. And everything is broken down to one sentence. Think he's going to read a report, Bush? And you think these people have challenged the establishment. This whole thing is a crock of shit. Let's talk about something important. Harry in Florida, what about the dark chocolate M&Ms?
I gotta tell you, Lynn, they are to die for.
I can't imagine really anything better.
No, there's nothing better. I mean, I liked M&Ms to begin with, but I always preferred dark chocolate.
Me too.
And when I saw a bag of them in the store, I tried them. Oh, I'm off. Every day now. Every day.
Well, now that's, you know, unlike just plain dark chocolate, which they claim a little bit is good for you.
Right.
There is that candy coating, which I'm sure is not good for you.
I know that's not good for me.
Well, I'm going to have to wait until tomorrow, and I'll see if they manage to get the damned Ella escalator working in a brand new store that's been open for 3 hours. That the escalators don't work.
Hey, Lynn, I got to tell you about that Iraq report.
Yes.
Let's get to something a little more serious. You know, I'm a Democrat, just like you're a Democrat, and if we don't take the action that we need to take now, all is lost.
Or maybe lost already.
Yeah, well, I think we still have a shot at this. But we have to take action. We have to take.
Well, I don't know. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. All right, now I'm just even more motivated. Maybe I'll go see if they fix the... How can you open a brand new store of M&Ms and all the candies upstairs in your escalators aren't working? How stupid. Hang on, Iowa. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
Tired of hearing liberals are weepy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. I was pretty fed up doing things the old-fashioned way, waiting for an office to open, waiting for things in the mail.
But now, you don't have to.
That's right, because of Esurance.
Affirmative. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and compare it to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save hundreds at Esurance, and they save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly, online.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
With saving on auto insurance that easy, it's no surprise that thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Until next time.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Save time and money when you get your quote at Esurance.com today.
Is mom okay? How often does that question run through your mind? If your mom is living alone and not as agile as she used to be, or if she fell, would she be okay? That question may nag you a dozen times every day. Lifeline Medical Alert Service is the answer to that nagging question. Lifeline is there for her and you 24 hours a day, every day. A push of a button and help is on the way. That's why Lifeline is the trusted medical alert service caring for over 500,000 people like your mom every day. Lifeline lets mom live in the home she loves and still have help available 24 hours a day, every day. With just the push of a button. To get your free information package, call 800-242-1605. And be sure to ask how you can get free activation. Call 800-242-1605 today. That's 800-242-1605. And ask for free activation.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Oh, please, Garrett is into peanut M&Ms. I'm old school. I don't. When did the peanut ones come in? I never went for those. But I guess... You know, but I... Not peanuts. What?
I'm looking for that dark chocolate now that I know about it. That sounds great. This is kind of an interesting coincidence. I was sitting at my folks' house last night with some footage of the Pentagon with a big hole in the side of it.
Yes, it's old, but you don't see a big hole.
No, this was taken, it looked like news footage from shot from like a half mile away. The fire trucks were still there shooting scattered all over the place. Because I saw, the TV was turned down, it was on a hit or something like that. But I saw pictures of it last night.
All right, well, you're the to have seen it.
And one other thing, crashing airplanes in South. They brought them all the way to the ground. And just flying the planes in.
So that there'd never be any. So, because if the planes were not the passenger planes, then there might be left.
Oh, okay. Got it.
On the computer, I don't even know where you get it now. Loose Change, documentary you want to watch.
Okay.
I've heard so many explain how the planes could not have caused the hot enough to bring towers. It's not what they said. I still say it's not our responsibility to figure out what happened. That what they say. You know the latest two people that are coming out saying they don't believe it? James Brolin was supposedly on The View yesterday. He said he doesn't believe it. And David Lynch, but David Lynch is. And I looked at the cover. Then I looked at the cover, so I might as well do this, because this looks interesting. Jen, back in... Would she take him back? I hate him. I think that he's... Angelina's the devil. They're both the devil. Oh, well, this says... The secret phone calls and their nights away from Angelina and Vince. So this, they printed this. That Vince and Jen had broke up. That was yesterday. So that. Oh, she shouldn't take him back. He's a sack of shit, Brad Pitt. He really is. Britney cheated with a TV star. Now she's abusing OxyContin. Begs, let me die. It's true. Farrah Fawcett supposedly her cancer treatment ended the other day. Okay. See, you look inside and we're all good stories. There are none. There are none. There's a secret romance on The Biggest Loser. Something. I am totally addicted over on Sunday night. The Queen for a Day of decorating shows. Nobody remembers Queen for a Day. On Sunday night. That's what happened. There's nothing on. Now, I only like the part where they show you the horrible people in this family. You know, the disease and the crippled people and the... And then at the end, where they see the new house, I have no interest in anything in between. None at all. I really don't even know what goes. I don't want to see them hammering. I don't want to see Ty Pennington pretend he's a nice person, which we all know that he never was. When he was on the original show, everybody hated him because he was an arrogant prick. I do want to see where the gay guy nearly chops his entire arm off by accident. They're going to put that on TV. one of the guys, you know what he did? I'll tell you something. This is a good lesson. He said himself it was a good lesson. He was using some kind of power saw, I think. And you know what he did? There's a safety on those saws, right? Do you know anything about power saws, Garrett? There's like a safety on a power saw. Well, whatever saw this guy was using on Extreme Makeover had some safety on it, and he took it off. And the next thing you know, this professional nearly cut his whole hand off. So they are going to have, you know, some of it on TV. And he said that could have been the end of his whole career as a carpenter, as a TV person. You cut your hand off, you know. I guess they'd have to redo his house then. But the guy said, and he's right, what a lesson to everybody. Don't ever screw around with the safety mechanism on power saws. Because here he is. He nearly cut himself, you know, eviscerated himself. So I don't like what happens in the middle, but I like when you hear, oh my God, and the mother has this disease, and the child has that disease, and they're all dying every minute. And then, you know, when they show them the new beautiful house, I like that. I don't know why. I never thought I'd watch that show. Something has come over me. Something horrible has come over me. Ryan in Colorado.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, what's up?
Don't start watching The Biggest Loser. You will get addicted, for sure.
Oh, God. I say I hate those shows.
I know that my wife watches it, and she can't stop. And I said, this show's so dumb. It's a train wreck, and that's why we watch it.
Well, there must be something else on when that's on, because I've never even accidentally watched it.
Anyway, the Loose Change is okay, but there's some holes in it. There's a new one out called 9/11 Eyewitness, and it was really just this cinematographer guy set up a camera on the pier at Hoboken, and that's it. And he just set up the camera, and he videotaped the whole thing from a totally different angle that none of the news cameras have. The whole thing, all the buildings.
Why did he coincidentally happen just out of nowhere to have that camera? It was like just an accident?
No, he ran back home when he saw what was happening.
Oh, he ran back home.
Yeah, he was, they were near the pier, he ran back home, got his stuff, and set back up. And it's really amazing. It gets into how the buildings fell, and it's way better than Loose Change. I just thought I'd throw that out at you.
Okay.
All right.
I'll check anything out.
See ya.
Okay, 9/11, what do you say, 9/11 Eyewitness? I should get, they don't have Loose Change in the store, do they, on a DVD? You have to either watch it on the computer or order it. You know how stupid, so many people don't believe 9/11. Wouldn't you think some store would at least decide they could make some money selling it? And they would just order it however you order Loose Change? You know, and say, guess what? We're going to order and we're going to sell it in the store. I bet people would buy it. Look at this. I'm looking at these stupid tabloids. There's like nothing in them. There's nothing. You know, I did like the picture. It was on TMZ. That I thought was much sexier. But what do I know? A Britney in that little dress at that party, and her little panty sticking out in the back. Did you see that picture? That's much sexier than her crotch with no underwear. That little peekaboo. She was wearing like that Poochie print dress. And there was one shot she had her arms up. And you could see she had little panties with a little design on them. Looks better than showing everybody your shaved snatch. You know? Really. See, there's absolutely, like, nothing in here. There's nothing in here. Oh, well, they have a crotch here. But they have a thing over her crotch. I still think that she's wearing, pantyhose. I really do. Poor Brit. All right, there is like just absolutely nothing. Nothing. This is it. I know I said it last week and the cover sucked me in. You know what I'm going to do next week? I'm not going to even look at these covers. Because it's, oh, curse the alleys, but there, what is with them? This woman has lost so much weight. Oh, I see what their point is. She's thin now. And their point of this picture is that no matter how thin she gets, she still has a big fat butt. And she certainly does. So what? So what? All right, this is it. No more. I take these off my taxes, so maybe I'll do it just till the end of the year. And then I'll take it all off my taxes, and I'll never buy them again because they lie to you about everything. All right, no new Taco Bell news. I have the best stories of anybody. Do you know that? Do you know the only two people who voted against confirming Gates as the defense secretary were two Republicans? Two, like, mentally retarded Republicans. Rick Santorum, who lost his seat, and Jim Bunning, who, I remember when he was running the last time, they were questioning I don't know how to say this. I don't want to say he's senile just because he's old, because I'm pretty old. But, you know, people were saying, like, he had really lost his marbles, Jim Bunning. So they're the only two people who voted against Gates. And then some right-wing person I know said, oh, I would have voted against him. And I said, well, I would have voted against him, too. What the hell is wrong with the Democrats? It's starting to bother me already. Maybe we're not going to be in Nirvana after January the 4th. You know what the theory is? The theory is everybody just was so hot to get rid of Rumsfeld that Bush could have, like, nominated anybody. Just nominate anybody, just no more Donald Rumsfeld. You know, somebody should go back to all those stories when Bush first appointed him. I don't know whether it was before 9/11 or after 9/11. The sexiest man in Washington, the hottest member of the administration, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Google it. Look it up. Because it's really true. Did I just take the break or not? Talk about being senile. I'm glad you said no, because if you said yes... Oh, God, the thing is all printed out for me, and I never mentioned it. Thank you. Okay. Let me do this. The details. Now I'm just going to read it, because I can't make this sound spontaneous. I'm sorry. Give the gift of Sirius by adding an additional subscription to your account, and we will give you the radio for free. Okay, that seems simple enough. Call, oh, this is a new number. This is a number solely for this offer. 1-888-SIRIUS-1. And this is a great gift for a member of your family or a significant other. Oh, you don't have to have it in your house. You just add it to your account. Oh, all right. I get this. I actually understand it. So you can either, see, you can put a radio in a different car, or you can get one for the house, or whatever, you know, so you can have two radios, so you don't have to, you know, what are they good? You can put them in and out of the cars. I don't have a car. Additional subscriptions are only $6.99 a month, which is less than a quarter a day. And to get the free radio, you have to sign up for at least 6 months. And the deadline is December the 15th. So you have another week. And we give you the radio free for the second whatever. Oh, you can go to Sirius.com/gift. It's probably easier. I hate talking to people. Or you can call 1-888-SIRIUS-1 to order. Oh, you can't go out and buy one and get reimbursed. They have to send you one. Whatever. I think, can I advise somebody that next Christmas, when you have these offers, you make them simpler? Just make them simpler. Oh, when we come back, I'm going to give you a little consumer hint that I heard on television about be careful about these gift cards. Did you hear the thing about the gift cards? Oh, my God. Wait, I'll be right back. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
I'm Vinny Politan, the host of Court TV Morning. You know, a lot of you I know have, like, legal problems. You don't know where to look. So what I've done is I've gone around and I found some of the greatest legal minds in this nation, put them all together as Vinny's Disciples of Justice. And what we do is we take your phone calls and we give you a little guidance. We steer you in the right direction. So if you've got some sort of legal quandary, what you have to do is listen to Court TV Morning with me, Vinny Politan, Thursdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Court TV Radio, Sirius 110.
Sirius, the home of NASCAR, in 4 weeks.
Cavalry Officer Major Lee Stewart must single-handedly take down the mysterious El Falcone and his horde, or risk the lives of the entire U.S. Army force in Texas. Michael Patrick O'Banion is suddenly dispossessed of his entire inheritance when a band of criminals make false claims to his ranch, and it'll take more than guns to save the day. Rancher Mark Jardine is determined to avenge the death of his best friend, but Jardine gets more than he bargained for when he discovers both the killer's identity and his next target, a beautiful girl. And young Tom Nolan must somehow save the crazy N Ranch from a carpetbagger who will stop at nothing, bribery, corruption, or murder to get what he wants. Round up these four smoking audio books, Tales of the Rugged American West by master storyteller L. Ron Hubbard, Empty Saddles, Six Gun Caballero, Hot Lead Payoff, and Guns of Mark Jardine. Get them wherever audiobooks are sold or online at galaxypress.com.
Alex Bennett.
Senate voted $70 billion to go to the war in Iraq. That makes the total over $500 billion that we've invested in that war. Your kids are going to be paying for this forever. And guess what? Not one single Democrat voted against it.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
There's something, I'm not sure exactly how they do this, but there are numbers on gift cards, and the thieves copy the numbers off the gift cards, and then the minute you activate it, they somehow can charge things on your gift card, so it gets all used up, but not by you. Oh, I must point out to you, because I never did this on the air. I have a story down toward the bottom that says George and Max, a love story made in Hollywood. That is from the Guardian of London. And it is about George Clooney and his pig. And it's about their life together. It's about the 18 years that they lived together. And it is the best story. It is just the best story you have ever seen. The Iraq study report, by the way, got up to number 18 on Amazon. Right after it came out. The day before, it was number 14,000. And it got up to number 18. Do you know how many copies of a book you sell to get to be number 18 on Amazon? You probably could sell maybe 300. It sounds good, but it really isn't that many books. But everybody lives in a delusion, you know. So live in that one. Gallup did a poll, a top-of-the-mind poll. This wasn't... Who do you want for president? Hillary Clinton, Al Gore. This was where people, they just said, who do you want? And they didn't give you any names. That's called top of mind. So, the leader, when people had to think up the names themselves, the leader for president in 2008 with 38% was, I don't know. So you see, these polls put things in your mind. Number two was Hillary Clinton at 15% and John McCain at 11%. But the leader by far for 2008, when people have to think up something themselves, I don't know. Somebody suggested to me, how many did, why don't they add, I don't care. All right, if any of us is alive, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Garrick Boy.
Your America, the way it ought to be.
Real Liberals Off Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Bush admits it's bad in Iraq, but he's making it clear he's going to take his time considering his next moves.
A day after the Iraq Study Group gave him 79 recommendations, including a phased pullback of U.S. combat troops and fresh diplomacy with Iraq's neighbors, the president refused to be pinned down. He told a news conference he wants to hear from military, State Department, and other advisors before making decisions.
We spent a lot of time considering the new course, because the decisions that we make affect, you know, lives.
Bush spoke as he met with his Iraq ally, Britain's Tony Blair. Both leaders acknowledging things are bad in Iraq, but both insisting victory is vital. Mark Smith at the White House.
Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee heard from the co-chairs of the Iraq Study Group. James Baker says the report must be taken as a whole.
I hope we don't treat this like a fruit salad and say, I like this, but I don't like that. I like this, but I don't like that. This is a comprehensive strategy.
Former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko was buried today in London. The AP's Melissa Gray reports there are growing links to Chechnya in the investigation into Litvinenko's poisoning death.
There were several Chechen rebel supporters at his burial, and one of them insists Litvinenko converted to Islam on his deathbed. Another of Litvinenko's friends says the former spy asked that his body eventually be moved from London to Chechnya.
Prosecutors in Russia have started their own investigation into Litvinenko's death. The space shuttle Discovery is supposed to launch tonight, but NASA's Jessica Rye says clouds are thickening at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
The team continues to monitor the weather. We are still holding a 60% chance of weather prohibiting this evening's launch attempt.
The weather looks even worse for tomorrow. The family of a Long Island boy that got sick at a Taco Bell restaurant is suing the fast food chain. It's believed to be the first lawsuit connected to an E. coli outbreak in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 31 points. This is AP Radio News. There are some surprises from today's Grammy Award nominations.
The Dixie Chicks have 5 nominations, including Album and Record of the Year, in spite of little airplay. Mary J. Blige leads the nominations with 8, but the breakthrough was ignored for Album of the Year. Bob Dylan's Modern Times also was not nominated in that category, even though his last 2 albums won that award. Who is Imogen Heap, and how did she nab a Best New Artist nomination? Heap is a hard-to-categorize British singer along the lines of PJ Harvey and Kate Bush. Gnarls Barkley nabbed nominations for both Album and Record of the Year, but failed to get Best New Artist. I'm Archie Zarletta.
It's a double whammy. The people who lost power from an ice storm last week are trying to put up with cold temperatures now. Erica Abbott with Emerant Power says they're working on it.
We'll have Missouri pretty well cleaned up tonight and into tomorrow morning. There will be some folks in Illinois who extend into Friday.
High winds have also knocked out power in the region. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 1-800-859-1012.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-859-1012. 1012-800-859-1012.
What's your most productive time of day? Odds are it's not after lunch. According to researchers, that's when 74% of us hit the wall. Now you can get over that wall with 5-Hour Energy. Just one quick drink of 5-Hour Energy will help you feel alert and productive for hours. 5-Hour Energy is packed with B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, zero sugar, and just enough caffeine. So when you hit the wall, drink a 5-Hour Energy. It's available at Walgreens, 7-Eleven, GNC, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop.
A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-381-6260. That's 1-800-381-6260. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-381-6260.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule.
The frozen
this
truth.
Is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Colder than nuns buns up here, I can tell you that. Hello, Americans. Let's get after it. Good to have you with us. Can't do it without you. The Ed Schultz Show, 1-877-934-6833. Lots of callers today. John Dingell, Amy Globuchar, Jack Cafferty, Todd Webster, and Steny Hoyer all going to be here today. Before we get out of here, short, quick, to the point interviews, and there's so much to talk about on the table. Good to have you with us. Email her right away. How's the weight loss coming? Well, we started at 260, down to 256. And the salads are pretty freaking boring, let me just tell you that. All right, but it's a marathon. It's like anything else. It's a marathon, not a sprint, right? Such is the radio business. Our new time slot starts on Monday. A number of stations will be carrying this program live from noon to 3 Eastern. Many will still carry it in its time slot in which it's being delivered right now. So we certainly appreciate the loyalty as we continue to move on. We plan on being here in 08, 10, 12, 14, 16, good Lord willing, crick don't rise. You know how all that stuff goes, so don't worry about it. We'll be around. I want to thank the folks here from VideoLink. There's a company in Boston, and they're out of Philadelphia as well, called VideoLink. I'll tell you, it's the damnedest contraption they've got. They run the camera from a remote location. And we do have the uplink camera just about operational. We'll be done here, I think, by the weekend. So maybe somebody will call me for an interview or something. I don't know. Maybe I could do battle with the righties. I mean, we've had to turn down stuff over the last couple of years. And who knows? Maybe it'll evolve into me doing a show at 12 o'clock on a Saturday night or something. I don't know. But I wanted one, so I bought one, okay? And we're going to have to cut back on the lawn budget a little bit probably at home, but we'll get this thing paid for some year. But anyway, this crew from VideoLink in Boston, they're here experiencing our nice below-zero weather. And now they know what a dry cold is all about as opposed to a wet cold out east. But anyway, the uplink is outside, the big satellite uplink, and this little camera, it's almost bigger than this camera right here. It is the size of my hand. And they run it from Boston. So in other words, when Larry, my buddy Larry King, when he calls up and his people and I want to be on one of the programs, They'll just call this outfit. They flip the switch. I walk in the studio, put the microphone on, and bingo, there we are. I mean, it's goofy. So I don't have to, we don't have to adjust any. We keep Homie away from all equipment. He's not going to be, adjusting anything or focusing anything. But they've been here, and we're just about completed. This has been a long process for us, and we're looking forward to it. All right, the news out there has been interesting in the last